the thing that stays with you are the songs, I find anyway, because those songs have been very good to me. You know, they've looked after me very well. And so you have to respect that.
If you sang on one of the most recognizable songs in modern pop music, you might have a little bit of trouble getting past that. But Colin Hay is philosophical about his early success, songs like Down Under, and a lot of other things, too. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. In the last few years, Colin Hay has established himself as a songwriter who's not only quirky, but also introspective, wry, honest, and joyful. And as a guy you probably wouldn't mind taking a road trip with. On his new album, American Sunshine, Colin Hay's exploring the country in musical form. The singer, who's originally from Scotland, not Australia, has lived in Southern California for the last 20 years, and the album is kind of an homage to his adopted land. He was inspired to write the album by the surf, sand, and big, clear skies of L.A., but Colin Hay told FUV's Claudia Marshall that when he originally moved to California, he was thinking about something different.
When I wanted to come and live in that part of the world, I always imagined that I would run into Joni Mitchell, you know, buying a loaf of bread at the local bread shop. I never did, of course, but it's also just the, you know, what it was before that, whether it was the 30s and the 40s, whether it was the time of Errol Flynn, the time of David Niven, when they would always play outrageous tricks on each other, like when John Barrymore died, he spent the last few months of his life at Errol Flynn's house. And the story goes that, I don't know whether it's a true story, but I think it's in David Niven's book, where all his friends, David Niven and all these other guys, decided to play a trick on Errol. And they went to the morgue and very drunk and stole John Barrymore's body and took it back up to Errol Flynn's house and sat it in his chair that he used to sit in every night, and took Flynn out and got him really drunk, and then took him home and just wanted to watch him walk in and then seeing him coming screaming out of the house because he saw Barrymore sitting in the chair that he'd been sitting in. But he was so things like that don't happen anymore.
Well, and maybe for good reason. So that's your romanticized idea of California?
Yeah. I thought I'd never reach the water, had to cross the desert and the great divide, drinking only golden promises, white lines in my eyes. All sons and daughters followed all the signs to paradise, believing only dreams and promises, with starlight. The one big love that you cannot end. Ooh, California. Well, it's not like before, but you can still pretend.
I'm sure people come up to you frequently and say, oh, you wrote a song that I love. Does it surprise you to hear that Beautiful World is not just one of my favorite songs of yours, but one of my all-time favorite songs?
Well, it is a little surprising to me because it was a very simple song that I wrote going across Topanga Canyon, where I live, and came from the idea of the fact that because I don't drink anymore and because I was very greedy for many years and thought, well, I can't do this anymore, one ritualizes simple things like having a cup of tea, because when you don't drink anymore, you realize you have quite a lot of time on your hands. So, you know, simple things become rituals. And so, you know, it became very somewhat enthralled with the fact that I was still alive. And on a daily basis, I think it's important just to remind yourself of that. My, it's a beautiful world. I like swimming in the sea. I like to go out beyond the white breakers, where a man can still be free, or a woman if you are one. I like swimming in the sea. My, it's a beautiful world. I like drinking Irish tea with a little bit of lapsang souchong. I like making my own tea.
That's Colin Hay, live with the favorite Beautiful World. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.